In the lunchtime edition, government terms the rate of NCDs in Barbados an alarming public health crisis and warns that the economic costs are significant. Barbados looking to a construction boom to generate economic activity and create jobs. A government minister expresses concern about the gun violence, noting the case of a young man shot dead in her community. And personal attacks dominate the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government has termed the rate of non-communicable diseases in Barbados a public health crisis, describing the situation as alarming and warning that the economic costs are significant. The situation has been outlined by Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ismail, addressing a national forum for non-governmental organizations on NCDs. He stressed the importance of the forum, noting that the vast majority of deaths in Barbados are the result of NCDs such as diabetes and cancer.
This is particularly significant when we consider the alarming statistics surrounding NCDs here in our country. NCDs are responsible for more than 80% of the deaths in our country, with heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and strokes being the primary cause. Approximately 40% of Barbadian adults are living with at least one NCD. And the prevalence of diabetes and obesity, especially among our youth, is also standing at a very concerning level. These numbers reflect not just a public health crisis, but a socioeconomic burden that will affect us all and is already affecting us all.
Mr. Ismail identified unhealthy diets, including high salt and sugar consumption, excessive alcohol drinking, smoking, and obesity as key risk factors within the Barbados population. He highlighted the huge economic costs.
The economic burden of NCDs in Barbados is substantial. Chronic conditions such as heart disease and diabetes require long-term care and treatment. According to the Barbados Investment Case on NCDs, the direct cost of treating these conditions represents a substantial portion of the national health budget. In addition to these direct health care costs, the broader economic impact of NCDs is profound. Productivity losses resulting from illness, disability, and premature death further exacerbate the financial strain on our economy. The Barbados Investment Case estimates that these indirect costs, driven by decreased workforce participation and premature mortality, contribute millions of dollars more to our national economic burden.
September is National Wellness Month. The Barbados government is looking to a construction boom to help generate economic activity and create jobs, especially for the unemployed young people of this country. The strategy has been outlined by the Minister of State in the Ministry of Education with responsibility for tertiary education, Sandra Husbands, as she addressed this morning an employer engagement breakfast meeting for the Construction Gateway Initiative.
And this is the reason why government took resources and said we are going to put it into housing construction. This is why we have the target of those 10,000 houses, because we know that it would unlock the economy, start a round of spending right through the economy, create a set of jobs in the economy, and it would help us to lift the country. That's why it was important.
She stressed the issue of youth employment.
We also knew that we had a problem of children coming out from our educational system, not acquiring the necessary certification, and therefore were less likely to get good employment jobs because our people cannot live on minimum wage. So we needed to find what were some of the activities that could help us draw some of our young people from off of the block and get them into good paying jobs. And construction is one such as that.
Ms. Husbands also referred to the gun violence in the country as among the challenges affecting the young people and referred specifically to a shooting death in the constituency she represents.
3 weeks ago, there was a murder in my constituency. A young man going to collect lunch from a corner shop in the constituency and someone drove by, came by and shot him. That young man was to start at, I believe it was BVTB, was to start at BVTB the following day. Our young people are at risk. But more than that, the future of our country is at risk.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands, in the lunchtime edition. The court matter involving Root taxi driver Corey Simmons, whose reckless driving was captured in a viral video, has been adjourned until Wednesday, October 2nd. 42-year-old Simmons appeared before Magistrate Allison Burke at the District A Magistrate's Court this morning. And two men have been slapped with a list of charges connected with the apparent theft of a car, as well as drug and traffic offenses. There are 27-year-old Rashawn Phillips of Barnwell Road, St. Joseph, and 29-year-old Sherwin Ford of Bailey Alley, Redland, St. George. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump attended a 9/11 memorial in Manhattan this morning after last night's fiery debate, the first of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. They debated policy, but personal attacks also dominated the 90-minute event.
When Congress passes a bill to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law. But understand, if Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban.
There she goes again. It's a lie. I'm not signing a ban. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is
the people on television say my dog was taken and used for food.
You talk about extreme.
Well, snap poll suggests Ms. Harris won the debate, but Mr. Trump said afterwards that she lost very badly. Our top stories. Government terms the rate of non-communicable diseases in Barbados, that's illnesses such as diabetes, stroke, and cancer, an alarming public health crisis, and warns that the economic costs are significant. Barbados looking to a construction boom to generate economic activity and create jobs. A government minister, Sandra Husbands, expresses concern about the gun violence, noting the case of a young man shot dead in her community. Two men slapped with a list of charges connected with the apparent theft of a car, as well as drug possession and traffic offenses. And personal attacks dominate the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. But attracting significant comment is Mr. Trump's wild claim that immigrants are eating people's dogs and other pets. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.